This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross. After teaming up on the film A History of Violence, director David Cronenberg and actor Viggo Mortensen made another film together called Eastern Promises. This time, Mortensen has been nominated as Best Actor in a Drama by the Screen Actors Guild, and the film has gotten 3 Golden Globe nominations, including Best Movie Drama and another nomination for Mortensen. Also, Eastern Promises is about to be released on DVD. Today on Fresh Air, we hear from both David Cronenberg and Viggo Mortensen in a joint interview with Terry from earlier this year. Cronenberg also made Scanners, The Fly, Videodrome, and Dead Ringers. Mortensen co-starred in the Lord of the Rings films, A Walk on the Moon, and A Perfect Murder. Eastern Promises is a thriller set in London. A pregnant teenage girl collapses in a pharmacy and is rushed to the hospital, where she dies in childbirth. The nurse midwife takes a special interest in the orphaned infant. She takes the mother's diary, which is in Russian, and tries to get it translated so she can track down the baby's extended family. The diary leads her to a Russian restaurant she doesn't realize is owned by the head of a Russian crime family. She also doesn't realize why the Russian mob boss is interested in the diary. He wants to make sure it doesn't implicate him in any crimes. After the midwife's first visit to the restaurant, she's driven home by the family's driver, a menacing-looking character who also does a lot of the family's dirty work. The midwife is played by Naomi Watts, the driver by Viggo Mortensen.
Have you ever met a girl called Tatiana?
I met a lot of girls called Tatiana.
She was pregnant.
In that case, no, I never heard of her.
She died on my shift.
I thought you did birth.
Sometimes birth and death go together. She came in with needle punches all over both arms. Probably a prostitute, the age of 14. Do you think Semyon's son knew her?
I'm a driver. I go left, I go right, I go straight ahead, that's it.
I'll take the next right.
David Cronenberg, Viggo Mortensen, welcome to Fresh Air. David, would you describe the Russian criminal organization that you portray in the movie?
It's a many-headed hydra, you know. It's very interesting. I mean, one of the books that I read when I was doing research for this movie was called Violent Entrepreneurs, and it was about the role of criminality in the rise of current Russian capitalism. And in a way, since the fall of the Soviet Union, what we have seen is, if you're looking at it just as a social scientist, it's very interesting because you're seeing the rawest, most virulent form of capitalism possible as it arises out of Russia. And most of the oligarchs and that we have heard about have definitely had criminal past. I mean, there's almost no other way to start your life as a Russian capitalist without dealing with criminals if in fact you aren't one yourself. So that, to me, that was the underpinning for me. That is kind of, they're kind of ardent capitalists really first. And then they also have this whole past that goes beyond communism back to the Tsarist days and the days of Russian prisons in which there was a bond formed that sort of floated outside of society. It was a brotherhood of thieves, the Vori Vezakoni, which means thieves in law, literally. It's not really like the mafia because at that time it had nothing to do with businesses and having a facade of respectability. You were a thief, and your thievery was written on your body in tattoos. I mean, it was obvious to anybody who knew how to read your body like a book, who you were, where you were, what your sexual orientation was, how many crimes you committed, what prisons you had been in, how much time you did there. So that's the sort of underpinning of this group, which we have to understand is a displaced group. This is the Russian mob in London. So it's not only is it a strange form of Russian criminality, but it's a kind of an exported kind that's growing in a very specific way in a different soil. It's not in the black earth of Russia. It's now in the green earth of England.
Viggo Mortensen, you play a member of this Russian crime organization, a branch that is in London, a branch of emigres there. And you are covered in tattoos. And as David Cronenberg explained, each of those tattoos is supposed to say something about your past, about who you are. You know, people, actors always talk about how the clothing they wear helps them get into character. What did having all those tattoos on your body do for you?
Well, it was helpful, and it does say a lot. And even if you don't know what David was talking about, even if you're not a Russian criminal or an expert in Russian criminal tattoos, old school tattoos, you do feel that there's something, and there is symbolically something about, apart from it being either off-putting or, well, certainly remarkable that you see this person covered and that their fingers have tattoos and everything else. They're part of the thieves' code. And my body is, you know, sort of my calling card,
my passport.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away too much of the film, but there's one scene I just absolutely have to talk with you about, and anyone who sees this movie will want to hear what you have to say about this scene. There's an incredible scene in a steam bath where Viggo Mortensen, your character, is asked there for a meeting, and when the meeting is over, you're sitting there alone, naked, except you're completely covered in these tattoos that we've been talking about, these tattoos that have imprinted your life story on your body. Then, for reasons I won't explain, two fully clothed thugs come into the steam bath and begin to try to kill you with their fists and with knives. And you're there completely naked in this fight scene, covered with the tattoos. Your blood mixes with the ink of the tattoos. It's an incredible scene in so many ways. And I guess, David Cronenberg, let me start with you here. What are some of the things that you wanted from this scene? I mean, I've never seen anything like it before.
Well, I guess it ends up being our shower scene from Psycho, you know. I mean, weirdly enough, I think some of the dynamics are the same. That is to say, how vulnerable can you ever be? And when you're wet and naked, that seems to, and people are coming at you with knives, that seems to be kind of the bottom line for vulnerability. Of course, it's all set up on many levels in the movie. It's not just dropped in sort of gratuitously. But the other thing, too, is that my approach to movies, and in particularly this movie, is that it's that people come to a movie to live another life. You know, they come there to be someone else, to inhabit someone else, and I take that to be physically as well. So I want the audience to be Viggo in this scene, to be Nikolai. And then that means that the way I shoot it, I want it to be experienced fully and physically. And therefore, I don't use sort of the Bourne movie type impressionistic quick cutting, which is certainly a valid approach to action and has its own effect. But I want the audience to see everything and feel everything as it really happens, or as close as you can get making a movie. So when the stunt coordinator, who was helping the actors work out the action, talks to me, I want to see everything. I want it all to make physiological sense. I want it to be logical. I want it to be hard work. I don't want to skip over anything. No jump cutting, no slow motion. I want it to feel real, absolutely real. Of course, everybody says, well, you know, you've got a star who's doing a scene naked and it's not a sex scene. I mean, this is unusual. But I say, well, you know, it was a very quick discussion. We were working out the choreography and Viggo said, well, you know, it's obvious I have to do this naked. And I said, yeah, okay. And that was pretty much it, you know, for that discussion.
Mm-hmm. It's not just it's not a scene where it's like, ooh, it's Viggo Mortensen nude. It's a scene where it's like, here is this man facing his mortality naked in the world. And this scene just gives such a powerful sense of the human body's resilience and vulnerability, and of this one man's resilience and vulnerability. And it's just, I don't know, it also just seems to me as how, like, you enter the world and you come out of the world, you know, naked. That's, no matter what kind of stuff you put on, you are finally naked. And I just think it's a wonderful scene. At the same time, you had to deal with all the practicalities of shooting an actor naked and making sure that everything was exposed in the way you wanted it to be exposed, and not to call...
You're not talking not about film exposure, are you?
No, but I mean... Right?
No, it's actually...
You don't want to overemphasize like, the genital part of the... You want it to be there, but not overemphasize.
The truth is that I didn't think about those things when I was shooting it. I mean, that was the freedom that I had with Vigo, you know. I mean, it would have been silly for him to have a towel wrapped around him that never moved in a scene like that.
Right.
And it would have been very restrictive for me if I had to not show anything from sort of belly button to knees or something like that. So I actually didn't worry about how we were shooting it. That was the freedom that I had, whether things were flattering, not flattering, attractive, not attractive. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like the difference between shooting with an actor who is constantly worried about how he looks, does he look good, does his skin look good, and so on, you know, and you have to light him that way, and that takes a terrible toll on the mood of a movie, for example, if you can't light it dramatically because the actor's wrinkles show, for example. And this was a sort of an equivalent of that. It could have been, but I actually totally didn't worry about it. I shot it the way I would have shot it if he had been wearing clothes.
Mm-hmm. Viggo Mortensen, did you think about that at all?
No, I mean, I was aware of the fact, and we discussed that in passing when we were working out the fact, you know, we're also friends, and he's courteous, and he's just being practical. So what I'm thinking, how long it's going to take to shoot, and he shot it in about half the time anybody would. I don't think if you had twice the budget, you would have shot it any differently.
No, that's right. We had lots of time.
And most directors, even not using slow motion and everything else, with the angles and having to use three rooms and flying around all over the place, they would have probably taken a good week to do it. He did it in 2 days, which I was glad of that because, you know, I did get a little banged up for obvious reasons. I couldn't have pads and things on my knees and elbows and back and whatnot. And the quicker it was over in a way, the better. And the quicker they moved along in the day, the better. Because after they'd say cut, you know, I would become a little self-conscious at times, but not so much. I mean, I played it the same way he shot it, as if I had clothes. It was just a scene about a particular thing. And I did think towards the end, when I started to accumulate a certain amount of bruises, that they did have to airbrush to cover.
Well, they did, actually.
I thought it was karmic retribution for what happened to Maria Bello on the wooden stairs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She was the one who got bruised there, and he got bruised here.
Yeah, they're referring, by the way, for our listeners who don't know, to a very kind of rough sex scene in History of Violence, which is the previous film that David Cronenberg and Viggo Mortensen collaborated on.
Maria phoned me and wanted to be one of the killers in that scene of Viggo,
really,
but I couldn't make it work.
The one who kicks me.
Let's get back to Terry's interview from earlier this year with David Cronenberg and Viggo Mortensen, the director and star of Eastern Promises. But first, here's another clip from the movie, again featuring Mortensen and Naomi Watts. She's just discovered that he isn't just a driver for the Russian mob, but may, in fact, be a full-blown member.
She was 14. Read the diary. She was 14 when he raped her. You bastards murdered her.
Успокойся. Anger is very dangerous. Makes people do stupid things. Please, forget I knew this ever happened. You're in very wrong place, Anna Ivanovna. You belong in there. Be nice, people. Stay away from people like me.
Viggo Mortensen, you not only had to learn a Russian accent for the movie, you have to speak with a really commanding presence and sometimes a very menacing voice, which is totally unlike how you're speaking now. You sound very soft-spoken, completely non-threatening, the way you're speaking now. Would you talk a little bit about what you did vocally, both in terms of the accent, but also in terms of the menace that your voice sometimes assumes?
Well, there's one thing that I've noticed or that has been brought to my attention, and it makes sense to me. You know, people have said, I speak Spanish because I was raised in a, you know, until I was 11, mostly in a Spanish-speaking country in Argentina. So I speak Spanish like I do English. And also because of my family living there, I speak Danish. But when I speak Spanish, for example, people have said to me, you sound different, you seem, not just the words, but the tone and your body language is different. And it's something that the language informs you, the sounds you make and the ideas behind them, the sort of concepts that are particular to a culture and a language, change the way you present yourself even without you realizing it. And with Russian, there are sounds in that language that helped me and that did a lot of the work for me.
What were some of the sounds within the Russian-accented English you had to speak that helped you get the power that you needed for the role?
Well, I wasn't conscious of them, and they come under that thing of, well, I don't want to analyze, I don't want
sure,
to kill something.
Okay,
I just felt different. It was like you talked about earlier, you know, when the actor first tries on his wardrobe or his costume and starts to get used to it and, you know, like I like to, you know, can I borrow the watch and can I borrow the shoes and break them in and make them my own so I feel comfortable? It helps you. It does a lot of the work for you. And the language in this case really helped. There are, you know, I had the advantage from speaking some Latin language that certain R sounds or J, hard J sounds, I could get to them easier. But there are some vowel sounds or combinations of sounds that are particular to Russian. And also Ukrainian, which I speak a little bit of in the movie, but although you wouldn't know it, there's a transition into Ukrainian briefly that a Russian would know or a Ukrainian. But those sounds were a little harder to get, you know, the ones that are very specific. But we eventually got there. It was the effort of getting there that also, I just found myself moving differently and seeming different when I was concentrating on getting those sounds right. I can't explain it exactly, and I don't know that I'd want to know, break it down completely. I mean, I just know that it made things different, and it was as important to me as the clothing, as the car that I had to drive in my occupation as chauffeur for these underworld types.
David Cronenberg, Viggo Mortensen was best known for his roles in The Lord of the Rings, and is still probably best known for that. But you saw, I think, a different quality in him. And I'm wondering, why did you want to start working with him? I think what we see of him in A History of Violence and in your new film, Eastern Promises, is just kind of different than what we're used to seeing. Mm-hmm. And what did you see in him, and how did you notice it? How did you know you wanted to work with him?
Well, I just thought he was really quite interesting visually and in presence, and obviously had a good ear for languages, a musical ear. It didn't surprise me to finally realize that he spoke fluent Spanish and Danish and pretty good French and some Italian, some German maybe. And also, for both movies, more for this one, but even for History of Violence, accent, language was a key thing.
Mm-hmm.
In a weird way, Eastern Promises is about language. And to a lesser extent, but still important, History of Violence was too. Now, Viggo's really doing two accents in History of Violence because the sort of Indiana accent is not his natural accent, and it's very subtle. And then there's the Philly accent that comes later that is, you know, also extremely subtle but really important. So and then once we had worked together, I realized that he wasn't just good, he was great, I have to say. And so then, of course, he was a marked man for me because now I want him to be in every movie that I do. When I was reading Eastern Promises and reading the role of Nikolai, it reminded me that Viggo had always seemed to me to have a Slavic element to his looks, to his face, to his cheekbones. And I don't know whether that's Danish and some great-grandmother was messing around with Russians, or I don't know. You never know. But and I had thought that when we were shooting History, because a director has a relationship with an actor that's really quite bizarre and not much known. which continues beyond the actor's actual physical presence. You know, I'm in the editing room and I'm obsessively looking at my actors' faces, looking for the best take, the most subtle intonations of their voice. And sometimes I'm even taking sounds from one take and putting them in the mouth of another take. So you become incredibly sensitized to an actor's face and physical presence and voice. And so all of that that I had gone through with Vigo in History of Violence really made me feel that he was absolutely the perfect guy for Nikolai.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you. This has been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Terry. It's a really nice conversation.
David Cronenberg and Viggo Mortensen speaking to Terry Gross. Their latest film together, Eastern Promises, is about to be released on DVD. I'm David Bean Cooley, and this is Fresh Air.